healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit.
Hey y'all, welcome back to Comments with Cookie podcast. And we are here with another episode. Sorry, I'm still gonna pod. I'm just gonna move the camera back just a little bit. But did y'all notice how my microphone can swingy swing this way and swingy swing that way? Ain't that something? Ain't that something? Okay. So today's topic is, here's the thing. So y'all know I got my book of notes. Okay. I got a lot of different topics in here, and we've been doing a pretty good job getting through these topics, all right? I've really been enjoying the process of letting y'all in on the insight of my mind and my knowledge, because I realized it wasn't until me doing this podcast. Shut up outside, we're potting. maybe it's like, girl, close the window. That too. Hold on, y'all. The window is like being hard today. Like, it's like not wanting to close. Okay, there we go. So it wasn't until I started doing the podcast that I honestly realized how much I don't let y'all in to what's on my mind. And, actually, we're gonna do a few episodes, because as I was about to get into this topic, I was like, wait a second, babe. You got a lot of things on your mind that you still haven't gotten off yet. So go ahead and get them off real quick, and then we can go ahead and finish what's happening in this tablet here. So before we get into the tablet, I know y'all probably tired of hearing about this topic, but look, I'm talking about it because I'm getting these feelings off my chest, okay? The first word started with got. You fill in the blank. So, I really feel like I'm being tried in the sense of, I don't know who I am. Like, I don't know that I'm that chick. And I've hit my limit with it. I'm tired of it. And I'm realizing that, like, God is like, okay, you can be holy and you can, like, talk your stuff. Because I feel like, and I may have done this in a previous episode, I feel like I've been, like, humble a little too long for the people in my life. Some of these people need to realize and recognize that I'm her. And they need to get themselves in check. Because, like, Hey y'all, it's your girl Cookie. Welcome back to Comments with Cookie podcast. Okay, the piggity podcast. Like I said, it's your host Cookie. Hey y'all, you know, so also here's the thing. Y'all don't know me as Kashawn, but like though the podcast is Comments with Cookie, I feel like y'all getting to know Kashawn on the podcast and not just Cookie. Cookie be talking her stuff. Cookie is sarcastic. She's a shit talker. She's a smart ass. She'll go there. Okay. Kashawn, not so much. And I just heard my eggs crack. Hold on. Okay. So, I don't know what I was saying, really. But here we are. We back, okay, and whatnot. Because we still cooking and we still potting, because I'm really that girl and I be multitasking. Look, my children gonna know that they have an amazing mother, okay? She has been doing the things necessary to make sure that we're taken care of and we're well provided for. Okay, I'm working and cooking at the same time. All right. Okay, so I got my book here of notes. And we're going to go ahead and get into one of the topics. We've done a pretty good job getting through these. We really have. And I had a moment just right before potting where I just had to like pop my stuff to the camera to like remind myself that like, yo, you're really that girl. Don't let these people try you. So I'm happy that I did that, because now we're back with this energy, because like I was feeling tried and my energy was low and I've had enough. Okay, so here we go. It says doing something new can bring about a lot of feelings. Now, the reason that that is going to be the topic for today is, you know, we have officially made it through the week of the door patio situation, right? And what was new about that was me being open and honest and vulnerable about my feelings. And just being vulnerable in general. Now, it brought a lot of feelings, it did, because I don't really talk about my feelings. I really don't. I was about to say not to the public, but now that I think about it, I don't really talk about my feelings at all. Like, my friends don't really know what's happening in my life. Men that I've dated. Like literally. So there was a guy that I had dated some years ago. And we had reconnected just as friends. He's actually one of the only exes that I have that, like, we're still cool. Not saying that he don't try it, because, I mean, I'm fine as ever. But, like, he does respect the boundaries of, like, okay. He does respect the boundaries in the sense of, like, I know he's still interested and he still finds me attractive and, like, if I was down for it, we'd be together. But, like, he's respecting my boundary in the sense of, like, hey, we're friends. And I made that friend boundary a boundary a long time ago. But he is, like, the only ex of mine that I have where I'm, like, it doesn't matter how much time has gone by. I can be, like, yo, what's up? And we literally just go into a casual conversation, real life, like, homies. And, like, I kind of love that for us. Like, that's actually really great. It's really amazing. And when the situation happened, the patio door situation, I actually told him. And I had sent him the video. And his first response was, like, what the heck was going on? Context of what this video is. I just sent the video. And when I explained it, because I literally had I opened up and shared with him about the original situation that happened in 2021 in regards to my trip to Miami, literally the night before. So I talked to him the night before, and the next day that situation happened. And I was like, that's so crazy, because look, I literally just told you about regarding like some of those people, and then look what happened. And go to the doctor. And I was like, okay. So then I literally called 911 and they sent an ambulance. I expressed what was happening. They sent an ambulance. And then upon me explaining to the ambulance department what was going on, and they realized that the person who had harmed me was still there, they sent the police department. And the police came first to make sure everything was cool and the entire house with flashlights and everything to make sure it was okay and safe enough for the paramedics to come in. And literally I had about maybe like 10 to 12 people in the house at that time, all making sure that we were good. And that is truly a blessing from God, especially because the first situation where I had to call the cops, again, going back to the 2021 situation, there were about 6 cop cars outside. And I actually had to stand on the toilet in my bathroom, to look out the window to see that. And only a few cops came in. I remember there was, a male and a female who was standing in front of me while I was sitting in the chair, as everybody else, who lived with me at the time had to grab some things or being escorted out the house by the cops. And you know, but there were a lot of cops outside, but not a lot of them didn't come in. So I am thankful that, like, there is protection in the world. And my personal experience, my entire life, when it came to cops, is they've always been there to, when the abuse first started when I was a child, I remember, not first started, but like one of the most intense situations was a time that I was literally getting attacked by both of my parents. And I'm going to say allegedly just because allegedly, but like it actually really happened, allegedly. And one of the neighbors heard it. And it was so intense and just so aggressive and so crazy because I literally was getting attacked by both of them at the same time. One of the neighbors called the cops. They thought that somebody was getting killed. That's how intense that it was. So the cops came and they literally forced me to hide so that way the cops didn't see me. And you know, I was a kid, and where they had me hide was next to this bookshelf, and there was a mirror directly in front. And because I literally was so afraid, because literally I got attacked by both of them, that I didn't even think to like, hey, if I move even just a little bit in this mirror, the cops can look and see me. But I didn't. I literally just stood there like a statue. And especially because one of the people involved kept looking back, and I think they were making sure to like check that I didn't move. So it was a lot. But like honestly, truly, CPS really should have been involved. But that's kind of like, not besides the point, but kind of. So he told me to call the cops. I mean, he told me to go to the doctor. And upon going, you know, we went and checked to make sure everything was fine and this and that. And then I remember when I was talking to him, he was like, I never knew that. And I was like, yeah. And then it's crazy because like within the last year or so, I've been sharing my story more and more and kind of getting more comfortable talking about it. And the more I talk about it, the more I realize like how crazy, intense, and like traumatic my backstory really is. And I've realized a lot of people have been like, yeah, I never knew that. I never knew that. And I was like, wait, girl, like you really out here motivating people to take care of themselves physically and mentally, but nobody even knows why that even means so much to you. No one knows why you work out so intensely. No one knows why your mental health is so important. So this episode is to just give a little context of that. So the reason I work out so intensely is because my upbringing was really aggressive. And the person who was attacking me was bigger than me. And I felt weak. I felt like I didn't have physical strength against this person. And I am an athlete. I do have athletic background. I used to run track. And I played soccer. And both of them really brought me a lot of joy. But I realized I turned to working out, especially as intensely as I did, because that was like my release. Because like, I didn't. No, and here's another thing. I, much like the movie Creed, I had to teach myself how to fight. No one taught me how to fight. I had to teach myself how to fight as a way to like defend myself. Now, I never fought the person that physically attacked me, but I learned how to fight so that way if I ever ran into a situation out in the world, I would know how to defend myself. So, but I don't talk about it because I'm not like that. You know what I mean? So what I would do to make sure that like I never took out any of my anger or aggression on somebody else unwarranted, I would work out. And I would work out super intensely. So that way I would leave literally every feeling and every emotion that I felt about anything in the gym. And that's why also my mental health is so important, is because I had to work through a lot of situations to put myself in a great space mentally, because my environments would be so toxic and intense that like sometimes I look back and I'm like, how were you able to be happy in such an intense situation? Kind of like much like my situation is now. You know, I realized that, like, God, okay, I know for a fact God is real. He's brought me through so many situations. Like, y'all have no clue. And two, sitting with him, connecting with him, helped me connect with myself and allowed me to realize that, hey, you are worthy, you are important, and I value mental health, one, because it's not talked about, and I really feel like our society and our country really needs more mental health support, really needs more mental health programs, really needs, honestly, to have a class in elementary school and middle school and high school and in college that should all be mandatory for everybody to take for mental health. Even in corporations, there should be mental health resources, and there should be outreach program for people who show aggression, for those people to go through and talk to and help them figure out how to release that release those emotions, you know. But that's why mental health is so very important to me, because it was honestly the only thing that I was able to hold on to, especially my childhood. When we moved to California, that's when my track career ended. Like, before we moved to California, I was going to state every single year, okay, and winning first place in the 800, second place in the 400. I would win first place in the 400 in every meet except for state. It'd be like, ah! But that's besides the point. I was getting invited to the Junior Olympics, okay? I was getting talked about on the radio. I had magazine articles published, like, really that girl since a child, okay? But my environment made me feel like I wasn't. So I never really realized that, kind of until now. So when we moved to California, California didn't take track as serious as the South did. So I stopped running track because there was nothing but dirt tracks here. And if you're a track runner or know anything about training on tracks, you know that, like, you can't do anything really with a dirt track. And then I also realized that, like, I was only kind of getting love and support when it came to track versus, like, the love and support I really wanted in life. So, like, in a way of, like, rebelling, I rebelled again. Outside of the fact that there was literally no resources in California where I was for track, I was like, you know what, I'm going to use this opportunity to rebel against track, because y'all only give me love and support in regards to track. Y'all don't really give me love and support, like, the way that a child really needs. So I was like, I'm done with track. And by the same time, so that meant I had no release. I had no like outlet, right? And I remember at that time I started writing songs. And then I was sharing, like, my songs, and this is like when we talk about toxic behavior, I was sharing my songs with the person I was getting abused by in moments when things were cool. And because that person was toxic, was telling me that, like, they didn't like my writing style. And it was like, okay, so then I became defeated and I stopped writing songs. I quit the music group. I stopped all of it. And I was acting at the time. So I was still doing, like, acting gigs, and things were going great for me then. And I remember there was a situation where at 17, and I really shouldn't have even had to do this, but at 17, I snuck out the house because literally my household felt like a freaking prison. So I wasn't able to do much of anything without my sisters, even at 17. So I snuck out the house, whatever, to go hang out with the guy. Because I remember, like, at this point, I had already realized that it didn't matter if I was, like, a perfect child. Because at that time, the worst thing I'd ever done was sneak on MySpace in the middle of the night. And I wasn't even doing anything bad on MySpace. I literally was just sharing the link to our music video on YouTube to get more people to, like, listen to the song, because that's one of the reasons why we moved here. So I literally got in trouble for, like, marketing. I'm like, well, if y'all don't want to market, I'll market. And literally got in trouble for that. And I mean, like, not just, like, trouble. I mean, like, abused, attacked, like, type of trouble, right? So that was the worst thing I'd ever did as a child. So fast forward, I was like, okay, if I'm going to get in trouble regardless, I might as well at least have a little fun while doing it. And, so I snuck out, hung out with this guy, whatever. And this was, like, in November. And, I remember, or maybe, like, it may have actually been in December. No, it was in December. And I remember, when I got caught sneaking back in the home, and oh my gosh, Like, honestly, like, it was a mess. And that year they had, I was still 16 at the time. So, but I was already in junior college. Like, I graduated high school early. A really smart kid, okay? I was in college at 16. So I had, was I 17 at this point? I actually may have been 17 because I lost my V. I lost my V at 17. Yeah, so I was 17. I think I said that at the beginning of this video. So I got caught singing back in. It was honestly just a mess. So that year they had bought me a car because, again, like I said, I was in college already. So they, like, I graduated high school early and started doing summer courses, like, that year and into the fall semester. So, I had to obviously get them to take me to school, literally to the point where, like, my first semester, my dad figured took, courses with me. One, I think he was just, like, nervous about me being on a college campus, even though it was JUCO at such a young age because he was controlling, but he took the class with me, and I was like, okay, that's cool, because, it was Spanish. You both got to learn Spanish. But at the same time, like, that year, I had taken 19 credits and was running track. So I literally had no, like, personal life, like, at all. Like, my entire, like, all day long, I was doing